I'm Brian Turner in the MyFM newsroom, and today I'm joined by Rob Rayner. He's the Liberal candidate for the upcoming Ontario election happening on February 27th. Thank you so much for coming in today, Rob.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's just start right off. What are the main issues facing our riding's residents this election?
Well, there's kind of a long list, but I think at the very top is the state of our healthcare system. It's made the news quite a bit, the extent to which many people lack a family doctor, and I've certainly met a number of people like that on the campaign trail. And for those who do have a family doctor, there's also the issue of wait times to see them. And then, of course, we have challenges in our hospitals with staffing, resulting in pressures on emergency departments and other personnel. So a lot of people are under a great deal of stress with regard to healthcare. I would say another really big issue is the state of public education, the condition of our schools, the large class sizes, and stresses that educational personnel are experiencing. And a third really big one is, of course, housing, the extent to which housing has become unaffordable for both many who are renting and also many who either seek to own or already own but are bearing very high costs.
Bearing those issues in mind, what are you and your party's plans to address them?
Right. So each of these issues has a lot of complexity to them, and the solutions are also going to have to be, a number of them will have to be moved on. There's no easy answer to some of the problems that we face, but specific to healthcare and the doctor shortage and general stresses in the system, some of the specifics that the Ontario Liberal Party is proposing are, for example, to create two new medical schools and expand the capacities at existing medical schools to double the number of medical school spots and residency positions, to accelerate the process to integrate at least 1,200 qualified and experienced internationally trained doctors over 4 years through the Practice Ready Ontario program, and to incentivize family doctors to serve in rural and northern communities and mentor the next generation to prevent future shortages. And those are just three kind of highlights from what is actually a fairly detailed set of proposals called Family Doctor For You, and people can find that on the Ontario Liberal website and on my robrayner.ca campaign site. With regard to housing, some of the measures we're looking to go forward with should we form the government to eliminate the Ontario land transfer tax for first-time homebuyers, seniors who are downsizing, and nonprofit home builders, to scrap development charges on new housing and cutting costs by as much as $170,000 on each new family-sized home, getting more co-op and rental apartments built by removing punitive and discriminatory extra taxes that increase costs and drive up rents and charges, and introducing fair phased-in rent control to protect tenants from unfair increases, drawing on proven systems in places like Manitoba, Oregon, and California. So those are just a couple of examples specific to the issues of healthcare and housing, but the details are available on the Ontario Liberal website and also through my campaign website.
Now, in light of the historic events internationally over the last few weeks, specifically with the threat of tariffs from the U.S. and countervailing tariffs from Parliament, how do you propose to protect local interests in terms of dealing with the U.S. and dealing with this possible trade war?
For sure. I mean, this is a huge, huge issue. It's a huge, huge threat. A couple of weeks ago, I did meet a gentleman in Perth at his door. He's facing the possibility of not only a layoff, but his actual business closing that he's worked for 33 years because it's an American-owned company and all their product is shipped to the United States. So he's really, really worried. He's close to retirement, but nonetheless, he's worried, as I'm sure all the employees are worried. I think this situation, should those tariffs in fact go into force in less than a month's time, as President Trump has threatened, I think the impact will be very serious to catastrophic. And I think governments, both federal and provincial, will have to react similar to how they did during the pandemic. I think there will need to be large-scale programs to backstop people, possibly for the duration of the Trump administration. We'll see. And yeah, I mean, if we see the impact that many are forecasting, I think our governments will have no choice but to dig very deep into the federal purse to help backstop both individuals and businesses. As it turns out, I'm actually a very big proponent of a concept called basic income. I've been very active on that in the community. And in a way, we may be looking at a large-scale basic income support program for people. And how long that would last could depend on what plays out with the tariffs and also the impact of the tariffs on the American people. Because not only Canadians who will suffer, it will certainly be Americans and other people around the world.
In closing, what do you bring to the table in terms of experience, knowledge, and relationships with the voters in this area?
Yeah, well, I've had a very diverse working life. I've lived in different parts of Canada. I care deeply about people and communities and the environment. I think I'm a very good listener. And my approach to serving as an MPP for this riding would be to really listen carefully with people, find out where the knowledge and expertise is within the riding, and try to mobilize that plus outside, from outside of the riding to actually tackle some of these big complex challenges. Politics is, it's a rare that it's the politician who has a lot of deep expertise in many different areas. Most of us are kind of generalists, and we do need to rely on people with deep knowledge. For example, what are the solutions to housing? What are the solutions to healthcare? I would look forward to tapping into that expertise and communicating that back to the people here, because they also have to be at least engaged in this conversation.
I can't thank you enough for coming in today, Rob, and wish you all the best on February 27th.
Thank you very much, Brian. Pleasure to be here.